Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. You can't handle the truth. There are a few financial realities you just can't ignore. And we believe the sooner you prepare for them, the better your retirement will be. Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial for 27 years now. And today on our show, Eric will give you his experienced advice on how to plan for a secure retirement. Because I know, Eric, it's your passion to help retirees. Great to be here with you today.
Oh, great to be here as always. And yeah, it's definitely a challenging time when things are going up and doing so well. Everybody gets all happy and then you never know what might change.
Right.
So definitely sometimes to take some action.
All right. And later on our show today, Eric will speak with Professor of Economics Robert Shiller from Yale University. He's a Nobel laureate and they're going to discuss the economy and your retirement. So I'm excited for that interview, Eric.
Yeah, no, he's a great guy. And he's got lots of different things like the Shiller Index, if you've heard of that, which is a revised version of the price earnings ratio. And he's done a home index thing and he kind of helped actually call ahead of time the real estate meltdown. So a lot of reasons why you want to listen to him.
Right. A very important economist of our time. All right. Well, today we're going to talk about what are some of the financial realities that retirees need to address now, Eric. So what would be those that you think we need to address today?
Well, probably the biggest one that's a good news, bad news at the same time is you'll probably live a long time in retirement. And so that's great news, right? Because we'll have a lot longer time to hang out, have fun, do all those things you want to do. But those all cost money. So you're going to need to make sure you have enough money sitting there. And you're also going to not be able to count on, some inheritances or anything like that. I mean, it's amazing how many of my clients that are in their 70s still have their parents around who are in their 90s.
Amazing.
So, that'd be a little long wait to hopefully get that. And who knows if there'd be any inheritance left or not. So, yeah, it's really going to be a lot more on you. And, it's a good thing that, we'll be there a lot longer, but you just got to do a lot more planning. And, things like inflation are going to keep going up and costs keep going up. So, of course, you need to do that, have a not just a steady income that's, flat, but one that's growing over time. So that way it keeps pace with that inflation. And obviously, healthcare is a huge part of that. The healthcare inflation rate's so much higher than the rest of the, overall economy. And then, of course, if you throw in long-term care, that could be $7,000 to $10,000 a month pretty easily or even higher. So that's another one that you have to be watching out for. And probably the biggest thing right now is taxes were reduced. Taxes are lower, but we've added $2 trillion to national debt. So we didn't make taxes lower by having more money. We made them lower by charging it on the credit card. And, at some point, Uncle Sam's credit card bill is going to come due or get very expensive to pay. And those taxes will have to go the other direction. So, that's one of the things that really you need to be watching out for, too, is your tax allocation risk, not just your investment risk, but your tax allocation risk.
All right. And you said that, one of the financial realities is that retirements today are lasting longer than ever before because people are living a long time, which is a good thing. But do you think some people are in denial about how long they could end up living?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people who, they'll talk about other people who live so long. And actually, probably the funniest one will be always if somebody talks about their family genes or, whatever you would call it, the other family members who've lived a long time. And then they'll say, oh, but I'm not going to live that long. this person made it to 95. This person made it to 92. This person, blah, blah, blah. But no, I'm not going to live that long. And it's like, well, hold on. There's more medical technology now for you than there was for for those relatives. So that doesn't really make sense. And I find that a lot of times where that's kind of a fairly common response that, it won't be me. It'll be somebody else. Well, if it is you, right?
Yeah,
And then what happens if, you plan to live to 85 and you're now 88, where's your money coming from? I hope you didn't plan it to run all out right then. So, those are the definitely some realities that people don't always want to face.
So do you think some people are actually waiting longer to retire because they're just concerned about not having saved enough, Eric?
Well, there's definitely some people who should. I was working with somebody right now who, she's a realtor and she'd been divorced and I think she had a pretty high standard of living before and she I looked at her Social Security earnings statement. She barely worked for her whole life, but now all of a sudden she's going to keep making, you know, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, she thinks, you know, even though she's not made that much before. And so it's maybe not really full reality check. And she wants to retire, and she wants to retire. Well, first she was saying 65. I got her at least up to 67 for Social Security reasons. But, you know, I still don't think the money's going to last that long unless she downsizes and lives someplace way cheaper, or, you know, or she does do phenomenal. But even with her putting away $10,000 a month, it wasn't going to be enough in that short timeline. And so, yeah, there's definitely some people who, you know, they should be retiring later, or they should be at least thinking about it. I mean, that's why Social Security moved from 65 up to 67, you know, is to motivate people to work longer. Because, you know, I mean, it used to be amazing if somebody did something when they were, you know, at older ages. Like I remember my grandfather, I should say, he rode the Whitewater part of the Colorado River, and when he was 63, and that was such a, like, an amazing thing. And now you hear people, you know, jumping out of airplanes at 90 or something, right? Like, yeah. That. So now 60 is like, yeah, that's not a big deal at all. But for some reason, when I was a kid, that seemed like a lot bigger deal. So, you know, I think what's happening is, you know, what used to be 50, you know, now is more like 70, and, you know, all these ages kind of move up the bracket some. So, yeah, I think a lot of people, you know, at least should work a little bit longer, or at least make sure you have a plan. Because how do you know you're going to have that income, right? How do you know you're going to make sure you have enough income coming through? And, you know, do you have an income gap? You know, obviously you have Social Security and some other money maybe coming in, but, you know, how much do you need to live on, and what's that difference? And so, you know, one of the things we've actually come up with is a real quick, easy read report. It's about 10 or 15 pages. Just talks about the income bridges, the income that you need to have in retirement, and kind of how to design it, and what's the best ways to take that income. And really something that if you're really serious about taking care of your future, you really want to know this information about how to get the best income and where to get it from. So if you want to get a copy of that, there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is send us a text, and we'll, you know, email you back a link. And it's text the word income to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word income, 800-454-1184. Or you can go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
So, Eric, we always want to know, you know, have I saved enough to retire? How do we know if we've saved enough?
Well, saving enough is always a weird question, right? Because a lot of times people say, oh, what's that magic number I need to live on in retirement? And, you know, I remember when I was in high school, if somebody made $100,000, it sounded like they were the super wealthiest people ever. And now if you make less than $125,000, and you get into Stanford, you can go there for free. I believe that's the current number, at least. Things change a lot, right? So you don't want to save up to a number, because it may not be the number that really works well for you. So, you know, one of the things that you have to do is really kind of do that in the context of an income plan and say, okay, if I'm taking out this much money for the rest of my life, will that money last long enough? Will it be enough for me? And that's really about the only way to know if you've actually saved enough. The easiest way to figure out your budget is to take your last 12 months bank statements, add up all the withdrawals, divide by 12. That's literally how much money you spent. That's the no BS. Yes, it's really how much money went through my account, and that's how it ends up. So, you know, one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial is we create that blueprint to worry less well. So we can figure out all these things and have you worry less about where's your money going to come from, and more about where's that next fun trip going to be. So no cost, no obligation. Just text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184, or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Who will help you get there? You spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services have helped hundreds of families create their retirement roadmap Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. They will help you create a retirement roadmap that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademark Worry Less Wealth process. To schedule your meeting with Eric Heckman and his team, just text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric, before we get back into our retirement financial realities that everybody needs to be aware of, let's get to our financial fail that has happened to someone. And then that way we can kind of learn from that experience and turn it around and make it a positive in our own life. So what do you have for us this week?
Well, this is something that has... I don't know, I guess along with fashion, it's come back, you know, a lot of fashion, you know, from the 80s or whatever, 90s comes back again.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, you see some of the zipper stuff or the, you know, the big shoulder pad stuff, right?
Yes.
some of that can actually happen in financial world, which seems weird, but it does. And so one of these is the after-tax 401k. And it's a great thing to have. In essence, what it is, it's if you put money in there and you didn't get a tax write-off. And ever since the late 90s, since the Roth IRA has been around, you can actually take that after-tax money that you have in your 401k and roll it into a Roth IRA. Well, why is that important? Well, I was just meeting with somebody who he had worked at Lockheed for quite some time and had some money in there in that after-tax bucket. Well, he had put $65,000 in there, and that $65,000 grew to $200,000 over all those years.
Yeah, nice.
The problem is, had he, say, 10 years ago or something, you know, because now he's 70, but, you know, had he, say, a decade ago, which he could have easily done, rolled out that after-tax stuff, the after-tax, you know, bucket of money, that extra $100,000 of growth would probably have been all tax-free, but now it's all taxable. So if you have any money that was put in after tax into a 401k, and usually sometimes it shows up in your statement, but a lot of times it may not. So sometimes best thing is just give your plan a call. Give whoever's running your plan, if it's Fidelity, Vanguard, whoever, you know, just give them a call and ask them, hey, do I have any money after tax in here? And if so, see if you can roll it to a Roth IRA, because then that all that future earnings is tax-free. But if you leave it where it is, even though you got no tax write-off on the money you put in, all the earnings are then taxable. So tax-free is always better than taxable. So definitely make that change.
Okay, very good. I love it. Financial trends, they happen too, just like fashion trends.
Yep.
All right. So, and one of those financial realities is that everything will likely cost more in retirement because of inflation. Eric, do you think most people that you work with understand the true impact of inflation over time?
Well, inflation is kind of like the secret tax, and sometimes people have called it our stealth tax and all these different terms. It's not really a tax, but yeah, it does take money away from you.
Yeah.
So really what it is it's just the reality of things will always cost more. I mean, you definitely know when you're old when you say, I remember when, right?
And, yeah.
You know, this thing costs that much or this thing costs that much, right? And so, you know, when you're thinking about that, then if you get Social Security or you get, you know, some sort of income that you're saying, hey, I need, you know, whatever the number is, that $5,000, $6,000 a month to live on. Well, think about what you would have needed 30 years ago. Probably not that much, right? And so if you think 30 years out, you really don't want to be living on that either. That same amount as you started at five or six. Because
right.
It's going to feel like two or three by then in terms of spending power. So yeah, it is something that people really need. When they're running out those numbers, they have to make sure that not only do they have enough the money lasts, but it actually is growing in terms of net spendable income, that it's increasing over time. And especially for some things, you know, if your inflation rate is, everybody has a different inflation rate based on how they spend their money. So, you know, if you got little kids, then maybe it's a lot of toys and other things and, you know, daycare, other things that matter to you. You know, when you're retired, it's more about travel, healthcare, those types of things that are going to affect you the most. And so, yeah, you have to figure out what's your inflation rate and what makes sense for you. But geez, definitely do not do a plan where it's just going to be one set amount of income for the rest of your life and it's never going to change, because that will not feel good.
Right. That's not reality. Another financial reality that we have to face, you just mentioned healthcare, it would be long-term care in retirement. And longtermcare.gov tells us that someone turning 65 years old today has an almost 70% chance of needing long-term care. So, Eric, are you seeing the same type of percentages with your retirees who need long-term care?
I don't know if I had 70% for sure, but I have seen those stats, and of course it depends on when you need it and how long and all those types of issues. And you know, with long-term care, the hard part about that is this is really when they're talking about long-term care, that means something where it's either home health care or nursing home or assisted living type care. Those are all not paid for by insurance. If it was initially from a medical thing, like maybe you had a hip replaced and then you had to go into a nursing home just to recoup for a month or two, that would be covered. But once you stop getting healthier, then that's when the medical part goes off and it's all on you. And I've had one client who's been spending $11,000 a month for 4 years now.
Oh, no.
I mean, that is a ton of money that luckily he saved up, but it's a lot of money going out. And so, yeah, there's a lot of issues around that. It's something that people really need to plan for, really need to be thinking about, and, you know, and saying, okay, hey, does this, how am I going to pay for this cost? And for me, it's not the cost as much because, hey, you saved it, however you spend it, spend it. But the biggest issue is if you're a married couple and you're the first one to have an illness, then what about your spouse? Is that spouse going to live 20 years maybe now after you're gone, and maybe you have $500,000 less assets because you spent it on your care? I mean, that's going to monstrously affect their income and their standard of living. So, you know, what are some solutions? Well, that's the tougher part. Long-term care insurance has gotten to be horrific. What started off as what sounded like such a great deal, now every single year, almost every company is raising their rates. I had one client get 100% rate increase. That was 2 years after having a 37% rate increase. Oh, and she bought this policy in the 90s. She's a lot older now. Go figure, right? Wow. And so, yeah, so those are the things that you have to watch out for. So there are some alternatives to long-term care, some great ones out there. There's ones that are kind of done through a life insurance that can be really good. The ones you got to watch out for, though, is there's a lot of people pushing like the laser fund and all these other things where they're really talking about life insurance, but then they try to hide behind some marketing term. But, you know, these things, a lot of times they're showing you where, hey, you're going to get all this income out of this money and out of this policy and get all these benefits. The problem is the long-term care is based on how much death benefit you have. Well, if you borrowed out a whole bunch of money to live on, there's probably not going to be much left there. So you have to watch how much is in that too. So be very careful when you're looking at long-term care. You know, if that's something you want to get more information on, you can always text us, you know, and you can even just ask us about long-term care or give us a call. Again, our number is 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, was long-term care this much of an issue when you first started helping people planning for retirement?
Well, the funny thing about that stat is I'm pretty sure I had something that, well, hopefully after several moves, office moves over the last 20 years, that hopefully I finally threw away some of this stuff, right? but I'm pretty sure the original stats were about 50% odds that somebody needed long-term care. And I mean, long-term care never used to be such an almost certainty. Now it's gotten to be such a huge issue. And of course it depends on, you know, do you have family around who can help you? Do you even want your family to be helping you? I mean, I had one client years ago. She was did copier sales, and she had one parent that got ill. So she was taking some time off for that one. And then all of a sudden her other parent got ill. So they literally had round the clock care in their house. She was helping out the whole time. And guess what happened to her sales? They plummeted, yeah. Right? Because she just didn't have time to go around from company to company and make phone calls. She was taking care of them, and she was having to raid her retirement money to take care of her parents. They pass away. Her brother gets half the money, which wasn't much left, and she got the other half, but he never even did anything with the care. You know, that's the tough part. So, you know, when you're a caregiver, it can be a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety. And, you know, so what you want to do is you want to have a plan for all this. And, you know, that's really what we specialize here at Heckman Financial. We help you plan all these things together and kind of get it into some sort of coordinated, cohesive theme. So that's why we call it the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. We want you to worry less about retirement and more about having fun and enjoying life. We will build that income plan, that investment plan, tax plan, health care, including long-term care, legacy plan. And once you see what path you're on, then you can see what options there are. We'll tell you what's going on, what's good and bad. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us to make some changes or make some improvements. So give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com and you can book directly right there.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for your retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We're so glad to have you with us for Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. You've worked hard to build up your retirement savings, but have you considered the impact of taxes in retirement? The IRS might want a bigger piece of that pie than you realize. So, Eric, do you think most retirees have a tax time bomb within their retirement accounts?
Well, anytime, you know, we're talking about our process, worry less wealth, there's a lot of things you can worry about. Obviously, you know, is your money going to last? You know, am I going to need long-term care like we were talking about in the last segment? Everybody should always be worried about taxes. And so one of the things that blows me away in the financial world is most financial advisors have a thing saying, oh, we don't provide tax advice. We can't give you tax advice. And then they talk about your IRAs, your Roth, your 401k, your dividends, capital gains, talk about everything about taxes. But then they say, oh, we can't help you with it. It's like, what? That's awful. So, you know, you really have to know what goes on in retirement with taxes. And I actually jokingly tell people that you know, you would not believe how complicated taxes are in retirement. And nobody believes me until they retire. And then it is amazing, because if you think about it, when you're working, you get the W-2. Yeah, you do your tax return. Yeah, you do your taxes at the, you know, not the end of the year, but the next, you know, next spring, right? And there's not much to do. You know, you've done whatever you could do. Did you fund your 401k or not? Other than that, there's, you know, usually not much changes that you can make at that point. But in retirement, you've got all these different buckets. Think of them as different buckets that have different types of issues with them. So if you take money from your IRA bucket, well, we know that's 100% federal and state taxable. If you take it from your normal dollar money, or what we like to call non-qualified money, just regular dollars that's in a mutual fund or stocks or whatever, then you're going to have principal and capital gains. So that's one type of money. And then what about Roth IRA? Of course, those are tax-free, so that's great, right? So you may have some in-between stuff. Maybe you did some non-deductible IRAs, or maybe you did some tax-deferred annuities or other things that may have some all all gain first and then some tax basis or some combination. So it can get really super complicated depending on which bucket you take the money from. And depending on how you structure it, your Social Security may or may not get taxed. So it has some pretty big ramifications where you have to plan this ahead of time. Well, we've all been trained to look at our taxes backward, right? We're looking at them, you know, in the rearview mirror, and it's already happened, and, you know, there's not much you can do now. And so when you're in retirement, you got to plan this ahead, which is very different than we're used to. And then the other part I think people really mess up on is knowing what the difference between adjusted gross income and taxable income and actually pay is. So say you make $100,000, but you're maxing out your 401k. So that means you're actually making $75,000. And then you get Social Security tax and some other stuff coming out, maybe some employee benefits and so forth. So, you know, maybe your take-home pay is only $4,500 or something. So you think if I take $4,500 out of all my assets, or maybe if I take out $5,000 or $6,000, it'll be the same tax effect. But it may actually be higher because you had a lot more taxes, a lot more money coming out because you don't have those 401k write-offs. You don't have probably as much mortgage interest deduction. You hopefully don't have the kids at home anymore, although too many do. And so yeah, that's one of the things you really need to figure out is when you're talking about that tax time bomb, yeah, there's a lot of taxes that you may have to pay. And so you might really want to rethink how you're planning your retirement and how much is going to be taxable in retirement.
All right, Eric. So what would you say is our window of opportunity to do something about taxes?
Well, so I'm all about having, you know, me and my boys, I was in Scouts, my boys are in Scouts, and one of the big things is being prepared. One of the problems with if you have everything in the stock market and the market's down, you're going to have a lot of problems. So that's why we always tell people you need to have some foundational money, some stuff that can't go away, some steady income money, and the market dollars. Well, same applies for taxes. If you have 100% of all your money or the vast majority of most of all your money in tax-deferred 401ks and IRAs, and then you hit retirement and almost 100% of everything you have is then taxable, what happens if the taxes go up? You have no choice, right? You've got no options. You know, you weren't prepared. And so I think right now is one of the best times in the world ever that we've seen in decades probably is to look at doing some Roth conversions, look at moving some money to Roth IRAs. Maybe it's only 10 or 20,000, maybe it's 50, who knows. But you have to really look at, say, okay, what's my tax rate today? And what's most likely going to be my tax rate in 5 or 10 years? And then what you want to do is if that tax rate you think is going to be a lot higher in 5 or 10 years, why don't you go up to that bracket today with a Roth conversion? And then that money is going to be tax-free at retirement. Then you're going to have at least some money that you can blend in with your all 100% taxable money. If you have some that's tax-free, then it's going to lower your overall brackets. But again, that takes planning, it takes strategy, it takes time to talk to somebody who knows not only taxes, but financial planning both. And so that's why we've come up with a report on taxes. It's Tax Strategies in Retirement. It's a short, like 10 or 15 page report. It's really easy to read. Not a lot of jargon, so don't worry about that. And so, you know, that's something you want to get a copy of. Don't worry, we won't spam you out or text you to death or anything like that. We'll just send you the link to download it. Text us the word tax to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word tax to 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
That's right, wealthcreatorradio.com. Also, when you're there, go to their events page and find out when Eric's going to have another workshop or an event. Eric is well known in the San Jose area. He's a speaker, and he's also an author of the book Worry Less Wealth. He's been president of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services for 27 years now. So he's a great person to be talking to about financial realities in retirement. If anybody is in denial about any of these things that we've covered today, Eric, or maybe they're just putting off discussing it with a financial professional, what should they be doing? What advice do you have?
Well, yeah, it's always, of course, take the time out and take care of yourself, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you really do need to sit down with somebody and really see if, you know, are you on track? I mean, it's just just like if you had a medical diagnosis, typically you're going to go get a second opinion. If you're doing it on your own, you really need to know and learn what you don't know. Because, of course, you don't know what you don't know. And so a lot of times I have people like that where they'll come in and just say, hey, you know, I actually had a radio listener who, yeah, he had some tax stuff. He's kind of taken a pause from working and he's done pretty well for himself. So he wanted to know, you know, is there some strategies I can do to save money on taxes? You know, how should I be doing Roth conversions, business opportunity zones, or, you know, oil and gas leasing, so that way I can offset some of these taxes that I'm going to pay for my IRA conversions and, you know, all these things. Well, this is stuff he could have maybe figured out on his own, but he knew it was kind of getting past his skill set. And, you know, so just because you can do stuff doesn't mean you should be the one doing it. I mean, it's just like home improvement projects, right? Lots of times you can do it yourself, but may not quite look as good or come out quite as well. And, you know, same thing here. You know, you want to sit down with somebody, make sure that they're really a specialist in terms of distribution. So a lot of people, I would say probably at least 2/3 of the people in the financial world are really focused on accumulation, because everybody in their 20s through their 50s, that's what they're really worried about, right? Is how to build up that nest egg and get it bigger and bigger. But when you're getting close to your, you know, late 50s, 60s for sure, and definitely 70s, that's when you need to figure out, how do I get this money out? How do I, you know, avoid all these tax landmines I have that, you know, they can really blow up my plan? How do I, you know, just get an income that will, you know, last as long as I do? I mean, all these types of issues, you know, and then how and where should I be investing? And probably one of the bigger things there is, how much volatility do I have? It's always amazing. If I had somebody earn 1% more in retirement, it barely moves the needle. But if they spend $500 more, man, it's a huge change. You know, $500 more a month. Mm-hmm. So it's more about your spending and probably less about your earnings. But also, if you have huge volatility where you're going up and down that roller coaster and it's going crazy, and when you're in retirement, you can't wait for the money to come back. You have to just be retired. And so that's one of the things that makes it a lot tougher too. So having a plan definitely is the way to do that. You know, you want to work with somebody who ideally is a registered investment advisor, somebody who has a fiduciary standard that says, you know, we have to do what's in your best interest. If they have a term registered representative on their card, that means they're not one of those. And so that's what you want to look for, somebody who's totally independent, somebody who doesn't have some big company telling them what they can and can't use. And that's what we are here at Heckman Financial. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to take advantage of, again, no cost, no obligation. We sit down, we talk about what your worries are the first visit. And then the second visit, we actually show you what plan you have right now. And that's up to you if you want to take action or not. No cost, no obligation. Text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Who will help you get there? You spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services have helped hundreds of families create their retirement roadmap. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. They will help you create a retirement roadmap that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademark Worry Less Wealth process. To schedule your meeting with Eric Heckman and his team, just text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, and we got a very special guest today on our show, Robert Shiller, Professor Robert Shiller. He's a Nobel laureate, professor of economics at Yale, and a New York Times bestselling author. Wrote the book Irrational Exuberance, and his newest book, Narrative Economics, just came out this year. Professor, it's great to be here with you today.
It's a pleasure for me, too.
Here's a startling statistic that I want to begin with. 10,000 baby boomers are retiring every day. How ready for retirement is this generation?
Well, I think we're more ready for retirement on average than 100 years ago, but it still isn't good enough. A great many people are retiring with virtually no savings, or the saving would be just in their house. So they're called house poor. You know, I think people today are not so eager to move in with their children and let their children support them, which is what used to be very common. So I think they're ready for some disappointment. They'll run out of money before they die.
And I know that's one of the biggest concerns of people entering retirement is running out of income before they pass away. And I want to talk to you about the state of the economy right now and what we see out there. Interest rates, we know, are not what they used to be. Bond yields are at historic lows. Stocks might not be so reliable. So how can people nearing retirement begin to change their mindset? What kind of thinking needs to shift, Professor?
Well, I think there's a lot of differences of opinion about that because we don't know the future. The usual statement is that retirees have to plan for a less risky investment because they can't endure the downturns in the market. Well, they'll be suffering more because they don't have labor income. And well, some of them do. Retirement is often partial, but those who are totally retiring will not have labor income. And what do they do if there's a collapse in the markets? So what can we do anticipating that risk? I think the best thing to say is you want to diversify your portfolio and avoid reliance on any one asset class. And you'll probably do all right. And you'll make it through the hard times.
Professor, we know there's an election coming up. That can certainly influence how the market does. But we all know it's not just about elections, right? There are natural disasters, international conflicts, and the list goes on. So why is it that the market can so easily be affected by all these outside factors?
Okay, that's controversial. So many things are in economics. But I think that the main reason is human psychology. If you look at the major market moves, they're not justified by what happened. You know, the efficient markets view, which has been very popular, I think it's losing its popularity, says it's all due to fundamentals. There's always some fundamental reason. So the stock market crash of 1929, they would say, happened because people saw the depression coming. But I think that isn't right. They didn't see the depression coming until after the stock market crashed, and then they got scared. So, you know, it's a little bit hard to generalize from history. History is so complicated. But I think we've learned that there are risks, that we shouldn't be too intimidated by them. You know, even during the Great Depression, most stocks survived. Even the Dow Jones 30 Industrials, they all survived. They didn't go bankrupt. There were famous bankruptcies. And that was the worst depression ever. So I think people have to avoid being too fearful, but at the same time, be practical and to diversify.
It goes back to that human psychology you mentioned. And there's a lot of noise out there, Professor. People always are speculating when the next crash or recession will be. And your research, I want to ask you, have you seen anything that shows consumers are affected by what's being said in the news and the media? And in turn, does that affect what the market does?
Yeah, this is the subject of my new book, Narrative Economics. Narratives are stories with a moral, stories that change the way you think about things. Economic narratives are things that make you not want to spend money or invest as you had. And those things do, now it's hard to prove in a court of law that it feeds that, but I think I have a pretty good case that psychology feeds back and the narratives feed back into the markets. We have to watch narratives as they develop. One very important narrative is about confidence, that markets are affected by confidence. It goes back to Franklin Delano Roosevelt's famous speech in which he said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. So people are looking at each other trying to decide, are we fearful now? And if they're fearful, we'll get fearful. That's unfortunately human nature. Right now, we're doing all right. Let's hope it continues.
Indeed, there's a lot of noise out there. Professor, we know that traditional pensions are going by the wayside. Not many people have those, but most people like the idea of having a guaranteed income stream. It's very attractive to people in retirement. Is there any way that we can try to achieve that in retirement, in a 21st century style retirement?
Well, there are products that help you protect, as you say, give you an income stream. I'm thinking of fixed index annuities. We also have target date funds that would gradually on their own shift your investments to less risky portfolio rather than have you try to manage these complicated markets yourself. As you approach your retirement date, you might forget to downplay the stock market relative to the bond market, and then you might get caught in a crash if you don't have some professional investors managing the dynamics of your portfolio. So again, I think one should have advisors and one should invest in products for people anticipating their retirement.
Finding that trusted advisor who can help you. You mentioned longevity. It's actually quite a risk to retirees. These days, we're living much longer than ever before. You mentioned to age 100, which almost sounds amazing, but it's happening and you don't want to run out of income. The products that you mentioned can help us with ensuring that you'll have that income you need throughout the rest of your life.
Well, one thing is an annuity, a life annuity, does exactly that. It can have a simpler form. It can have a very simple form that just guarantees an income. And if you live to be 200, it's supposed to do that. No one lives to 200. I suppose there are always some residual risks. But I think there has been a lack of, a relative lack of interest in annuities as a protection for running out of wealth before you die. That is a problem that every single human being shares. So we should see 100% participation in these markets, and we still certainly don't.
Goes back to your advice to get that trusted input and guidance along the way on our journey to and through retirement. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, Professor Robert Schiller, today. Look for his book, Narrative Economics. You can find that book wherever books are sold. Professor, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure, too.
You know, if somebody wants to get a little bit more information or sit down and actually build that plan, you know, feel free to give us a call and we can set up a time. And all you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
When we come back, it'll be time for another wealth success story. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for your retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Thank you for joining us today. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. All right, Eric, we've come to the time in our show when you give us an example of someone's wealth success story. So tell us what you have today.
Well, I've talked about this a few times, but really it's just I'm really seeing a lot more and more people, supposedly smart investors, take some money off the table and lock in their gains. And, you know, I've had some clients do that recently, some from Apple, some from some medical device companies, other companies that have realized that, geez, the market's up so high and done so well this year. Why don't I make sure I don't lose it? And a lot of those dollars have been going into foundational money, stuff that can't go away, or some steady income money, so stuff that can keep paying income for the rest of their lives or for as long as that investment's around. You know, the reason why I bring this up is kind of the flip side of this was I had a client back in 1998 where all he wanted to do, he wasn't an actual client of mine, he just wanted a quick plan, and he said, okay, show me how I can retire in 5 years. And basically the rule was, well, your $3.5 million in stock options, you should sell most of them. And he didn't want to do that. He thought that was a dumb plan. And so he didn't. And his $3 million turned into $500,000 very quickly. And so the reason why I think it's so smart that some of these people are taking that money off the table is, even though it's been going up and going up and doing great, who cares if it keeps going up? If you know you've locked it in, you know you've got enough. Because especially once you have enough and you don't need any more, then everything else is just for fun. So, you know, if you've got some great stock gains from, you know, last year or last couple of years here, it might be time before things change to take some of that money off the table, lock it in, put it someplace that's either foundational or someplace that's steady income. And then that way, you know, it's not going to go away on you. And that's really the biggest issue, I think, coming for a lot of people, is they're just not paying attention to that. And they're thinking it's just going to always keep happening. And we all know, oh, once you start thinking it's always going to keep happening, that's usually when it will stop.
And Eric, what advice would you have for someone who wants to make some financial changes for the year so they can have a solid start to 2020?
Well, it's really about a couple different things. One is knowing how much volatility do you have. You know, if another market crash or recession hits, how much can your portfolio drop by? Not how it was back in 2008, but how it is laid out today, because it's very probably different than it was back then. And your risk level might be even higher than it was back then. So you really want to know before something bad happens. You know, again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is give us a call and we can set up a time to visit with you. 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit to 800-454-1184 or book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.